Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdell Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. And I want to welcome you on today. I am living my journey of purpose, and I am excited about the things that God is doing in my life. I love how God encourages us. When we just give our lives to Him, He's right there to give us, encourage us in every way that we need Him to do just that. I am a customer service agent for Jesus and my job, and I love working for the Lord. My job is to service the souls by encouraging them through God's word. And I love it that I know who I am in the Lord. It makes a difference. It makes a great difference. That's why it's so important that we seek God and get to know Him for ourselves so we can know who we are in Him. It makes the world of difference. You're not pushing for positions or anything like that, but you know what your job is, and you go about doing the job that the Lord has given us to do. And so that keeps me encouraged, that I am encouraging you. That's what this broadcast is all about. It's about encouraging the souls of the people of God and those that want to get to know Him. It's about that encouragement. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. All right then, I love it. I love it. And I remember watching, I can't think of the show, but they would always say at the end, I love it when a plan comes together. And what does Jeremiah 11:29 say about the plan? God, He knows the plan that He has for us. He knows that. And all we have to do is get in His will, get in His word, find out what His will is for us, and then follow the plan. Follow the plan. And Dorothy, when she was left Kansas, and she was trying to find her way back home in that hurricane. And what did they tell Dorothy? To follow the yellow brick road. So if we would follow the word of God, follow His plan for our lives, oh my God, then we too will enjoy our journey with the Lord. So today we are talking about spiritual fullness. We need to be full. Spiritual fullness. Oh, I know, you know, it feels so good when we eat, and ooh, we love desserts, don't we? Oh, but we leave a little room. We leave some room for that dessert. So just think about it. To be spiritually full, we need to be full. But before we get into our topic on today and talk about spiritual fullness, we need to be full. We're going to stop and we're going to have a word of prayer because we want to magnify God and we want to invite Him in to everything and anything that we're doing. We want God to be on our program. Amen, amen. Our day is not complete unless we have invited him in to whatever situation we are going into. So we praise God on today for that. So we're going to ask that you would bring your minds in. Bring your minds in. What do you need to be full in the Lord? What do you need to be spiritually full? Because we need to be full in order to get a job done on God's program. Some things we will not do if we're not full. Amen. Ezekiel talking about his call on last week. And he told him to, he had to eat that whole roll so that God could fill him up, make him full, so that when he looked at their faces, that he wouldn't be afraid, he wouldn't fear. So we need to be full, full of the Holy Ghost, full of God's word. We need to be full. So what do you need? What do you need today? Whatever you need, God's got it. So what do you need today to be full? Full of the word, full of God, full of his goodness, full of his mercy, full of his grace. What do you need today to be full in the Lord? All right, then. I want you to get that now. Get that and bring your minds in. And as we go into prayer, I want you to get your mind fixed on that, what you need to be full in the Lord. And as we pray, he said that whatever we ask in prayer, believing, we shall receive it. So we've got to believe it as we pray, as we pray. And I'm going to touch and agree with you for God to do that thing, whatever it is that you need for him to do for you to be full on today. Spiritual fullness, spiritual fullness. And you know how it feels to be naturally full. And so we want you to be spiritually full on today. This is the encouraging. This is the encouragement that God would have today, that you be full, full, spiritually full, not lacking, not wanting in any area, but spiritually full, every area covered, spiritually full. We need to be full. All right? So, are you ready? I hope I've talked enough that you're ready, that you're bringing your mind in, and you're ready to go into prayer with me on this Wednesday, the second day of August, 2017, going down in prayer, asking God, believing God for more fullness of him so that we can be spiritually full. Woo, woo. Can you imagine that? To be spiritually full in the Lord. All right then, all right then. I'm encouraged in God on today. All right, all right. Most gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are, God, in the name of Jesus. For you are great and you're worthy, Lord, of every one of our praises. And we come to you, God, lifting you up, magnifying you on today. And you said that if we would lift you up, God, you said that you would draw all men unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. We want the whole world, God, to know who you are, to know you, God, in the name of Jesus, and to be full with your spirit, full of you, God, in the name of Jesus. So as they go to do, they will, others will see and recognize that they are yours. Oh God, today, Father, we come asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, all of our iniquity, Lord, all the things that we've done, that we've said, that we've thought, the way that we've acted, God, that has been displeasing to you, God. We ask for your forgiveness on today. And Father, we forgive, and we thank you for it right now. thank you that we're so blessed of you, God. In all that we do, God, we are blessed. Blessed as we go out, Lord. Blessed as we be out, God. And blessed as we come in again at the appointed time. We are blessed, your people, and we are blessed of you, God. And we thank you today, God, for those that are listening in, God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint them, God. Anoint them right now, God. I touch and agree with them, oh God, for the fullness of you, God, spiritual fullness in the name of Jesus. For we need, God, we're living in a time, God, that we need to be full of you in order to get the job done and the job done well. And we magnify you for it right now, God. Encourage the listeners, God. All those, oh God, in the name of Jesus, give them listening ears, oh God. And those that are turning the radio, God, or on the blog talk, God, in the name of Jesus, let them tune in to hear what you have given me, oh God, to give to them, to share, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, and we magnify you for it right now, God. For you are good and you're worthy of every one of our praises, and we thank you for it, Lord. We ask that you would go in the hospitals, oh God. Go in the nursing homes, God, and bless your people there, God. Encourage their hearts, oh God. Today, Lord, as only you can do it. You know how to do it, God, in the name of Jesus. Go in each one of those rooms, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch those bodies, oh God. Touch their minds. Touch their spirits, oh God, on today. Touch, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Deliver and set free on today, God. And, Father, we'll thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we're taking our dose of medicine from Proverbs 4:22-22. And it says in that scripture, Lord, that thy word is healing. It's our medicine for all of our flesh, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we speak to the bones in our bodies. We speak to the every organ, oh God. We speak to the muscles, oh God. We speak to the nerves, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We speak to them now. In your name, God, and we tell them, we decree and declare that they line up with your word, God, in the name of Jesus, according to Isaiah 53:4-5, that with your stripes, oh God, that we are healed in Jesus' name. You did it way back on Calvary Cross, God, that we might be healed today and saved and sanctified and good health. And we thank you for it now, God, in the name of Jesus, for your spiritual fullness on today. And we thank and we magnify you, God. And, Lord, you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, you said that you would direct us. We acknowledge you in this broadcast, on this broadcast today, God. We acknowledge you, Lord, and we thank you now for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word, to speak it, oh God, to speak your word in the name of Jesus, that your people might be healed, delivered, and set free. And we thank you now, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And amen, 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 amen. We thank God for prayer. Prayer on today. For prayer is always in order. Scripture says that man ought to always pray and never faint. It's not fainting time, but it is praying time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's time that we pray and stay before the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that he may refresh us, refill us again, that we might be spiritually full, full to the rim, running over. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, running over in the word of God. So prayer, 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 prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So if you have a prayer request, yes, and you would like for us to pray with you, you can go to my website, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there. Now, if you would like for me to come and be a motivational encourager at your event, you can message me on Facebook, or you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in, or you can message me, go to my my website, and you can tell me all about it right there. Now, do you have a testimony of the fullness of how that God has spiritually filled you up, full of Him? You can call me. You can call in at 646-787-8424, and you can share, yes, share that testimony with us on today. Well, praise God, praise God. I remember when I first got saved, and they said that you've got to witness. And I told God that that word witness was too big for me, to please give me a word that would fit me. And the Lord gave me share. And ever since that day, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's exactly what I do. I share. I share Him. I share the good news that I receive. I share the goodness of the Lord, the things that He's doing and has done for us on today. And I magnify God for that. So today we are talking about spiritual fullness. We need to be full. We need to be full, saints. We need to be full of the Lord, full of Him. We don't need to, when somebody needs prayer and right then, we don't need to, we shouldn't have to go and pray first before we can pray for them. But we need to stay full of the Lord, so whatever He needs us to do, we're ready. We are ready to get a job done. Whatever it is, we need to stay ready. Ready on our jobs. Whatever the job that God has given us, we need to stay ready to do that job, to get a job done on God's program. Spiritual fullness. And as I was saying earlier about naturally so, how when we eat, we get full. Now, sometimes, you know, some people starve themselves. They don't eat. So, you know, if you spiritually starved, you're not going to be able to get a job done. You're not going to be able to do it. And you don't have to overeat to be full. You know when you get full, so you don't have to overdo it. But I remember how that when I was a child, my mom and my dad, my parents, used to tell us, eat everything on that plate. And so, you know, sometimes we would just be busting at the seams because we had overate and we were stuffed. We were stuffed. We were over full. But to be spiritually full, woo, my God, to be spiritually full, in the time that we're living in, we sure do need that. Fullness, what does it mean, fullness? Fullness, it says plenty, to glut, to saturation, sufficiency, profusion, to satiety, to replenish, to ampleness, ampleness, adequateness, high-fiber diets give the feeling of fullness. So we don't want the appearance of fullness. We want to be full because of to just have the appearance of being full, we will have no power. It's just like that brass is a tingling cymbal, but no power. So we've got to have power, and the only way to get that power is through the Word of God. So we've got to have power in the Lord. So completeness, wealth, entirety, totality, wholeness, vastness, plentitude, comprehensiveness, broadness, extensiveness. So we've got to go another further. We got to go a little bit farther to be full. You can't just eat a couple of bites and be full, or maybe that couple of bites do fill you up. But we want to be full. We want to be full, spiritually full, full of the Word of God, full of His Spirit. We want to be full. And Psalms 23:5 says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup," this says, "overflows, runneth over," in the King James version. So, but my cup, when you get spiritually full, what happens with you? I know what happens with me. And I praise and I magnify God for my cup running over. I thank God for that, because I heard the late Elder Monroe say that you really don't have anything to share until your cup run over. So what does that say with most of us? That our cups never get to full. So we don't have anything to share. But when our cups overflow, oh, my God, woo, it's just running over everywhere. Just running over. So let the Lord fill your cup. Get full of the Spirit of the Lord. Get full. Spiritual fullness is what we need. We need to be full. We need to be full. And God and His Word is the only way that we're going to get there. Amen. In Malachi 3:10, it says, "Bring the whole tithe to the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows." So see, even in our giving, don't think that we're giving in vain, that God don't see. But He said that He would bring what we're asking, what we're believing Him for, He'll bring it to overflow. He will give us favor. Hallelujah. He will give us favor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Favor. That our blessings will just overflow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So if we give it to Him, He'll bring it to overflow. So we have to be spiritually full. We've got to have that fullness of God. It's just not good enough to just do it every now and then. We have got to stay in the Word of God. It's a daily. It's a daily chore. We are workers of the Lord. And so every day we're on call, 24/7, we're on call to get a job done for the Lord. If someone calls us and needs us to pray, we need to be ready to do it right then. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pull. We don't need to say, "Well, I'll pray for you later." Right then, whenever God say, we need to be ready to do it right then. Amen. And in Matthew 5:6, it says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." So if you're hungry, I know I stay hungry and thirsty after God and his righteousness. And he said, we shall be satisfied. And I magnify God for that, because that's the only way, that's the only way that I am enjoying my journey. I'm enjoying my journey because of the peace that God has given me, because I'm resting. I'm resting in him. Not meaning that I'm prostrated resting, but I'm resting and trusting in God. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst, for they shall be satisfied. John 15 and 11 said, these things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. So we want to be full of the joy of the Lord. He said that his joy may be in us and that we might be full of his joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and the strength of the Lord is my joy. Spiritual fullness. We need to be full. We don't need just to stay at the beginning, but we need to grow to fullness. Grow in the Lord and get full. Hallelujah. Full in him. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Full in the Lord. Thank you, God. Need to be full in him. Romans 15 and 29. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. The fullness, when he comes to us, and he do. He don't give us no half-hearted blessing, but he give us a full blessing when we enter into his presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we sit there, and he just blesses us. He just blesses us being in his presence. Oh, it's such a joy. It's such a joy to be in the presence of the Lord. Ephesians 3 and 19. And to know the Lord, the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge. The love of Christ that went on Calvary for Daddy, make me a body. And I'll go down and I'll redeem man. I'll redeem him back to us. Oh, thank God. The love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge, that we might be filled up to all the fullness of God, that we might be full, the fullness, be filled up to the fullness of God. Ephesians 5 and 18 says, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is patience. But be filled with the Spirit. God wants us to be filled with his Spirit. Spiritual fullness. We need to be full. And that's what he would have us to be. To be filled, to be full with his Spirit. Colossians 1 and 9. And it says, for this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we can only get that through God's word and through prayer. We have got to pray and get in the will of God and stay in his will, that he may fill us to the full. Fill us to the overflow, spiritual fullness. We need to be full. And our prayer on today, thank you, Lord, for the fullness of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And until the next time, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The next time on Blog Talk Radio, Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, we say bye-bye now.